A very important key point to remember here is that the example provided addresses how the mental health issues are leading to the impaired functioning. The substance abuse issues are the contributing factor, but not the main or sole factor. So we want to assess how the alcohol use is impacting the client's symptoms and behaviors, and we see that the substance use is contributing to these mental health issues. But again, it is not the main factor causing an impairment. What's causing an impairment are the mental health issues related to the client's angry outbursts. Also note that if the main or sole factor contributing to the client's impairment is substance use, then again we have to determine and reevaluate if the substance use diagnosis should be the primary diagnosis, and if so, we would need to refer the client out in order to receive necessary services.